Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call of The Development Engineers Limited. From the senior management team, we have with us today Mr. Krishnan Lalit Bansal, Promoter, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Ram Yadav, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anand Venugopal from AdFactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nirav. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you to the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings call of The Development Engineers Limited. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of these statements made in today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Krishan Bansal, sir, to share his views. Over to you, Bansal, sir.
Thank you, Anand. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I hope all of you have had the opportunity to go through our investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the exchanges. Financial FY26 has been an important year for D. We have completed a significant part of our growth capex cycle, particularly with full operationalization of the Anjar pipe fabrication facility and the commissioning of our seamless pipe plant. At the same time, we have separated the business into core and non-core segments, and the results are showing up in our operating performance. Our core business, piping, heavy fabrication, and others continue to be where we generate the most value and margin, and that is evidenced clearly in our full-year operating performance. Q4 FY26 was a strong close to the year on the back of continued momentum in the core business. The CFO will talk you through the detailed financials, but I would like to highlight that core business EBITDA for FY26 was 210.5 crores. Up 64.2% year-on-year, reflecting better execution, improved utilization, and operate across our facilities. This core business EBITDA excludes the losses from the non-core power segment, which are reflected at the consolidated level. The policy and investment backdrop remains firmly supportive. The Union Budget 26-27 continues sustained capex allocation across infrastructure, transport, energy, and industrial corridors, and India's broader capex cycle is gaining traction as corporates in these sectors scale up investment in plant and equipment. Overseas markets, a meaningful part of our core business, are echoing this trend with a clear pick in energy, process industries, and infrastructure. Together, these domestic and global tailwinds open up a strong multi-year opportunity for our core offerings in piping, heavy fabrication, and allied segments. Within the non-core segment, we are strategically pivoting towards biomass pellet manufacturing with a focus on enhancing capital efficiency, minimizing incremental capital commitment in the power segment, and building a more sustainable and scalable business model over the medium term. On the power side specifically, the tariff at Malwa Power has been revised to 5.22 per kilowatt hour from 3.5, with a retrospective recovery of almost around 5.52 crores. Combined revenue from power and biomass pellet is expected to be around 47.71 crore in FY27. We are also pursuing an appeal for further tariff optimization along with restructuring initiatives I mentioned, we also recently commissioned the biomass pellet facility, which is expected to offset the current cash burn, stabilize segment profitability, and support margin improvement going forward. On the core side, during the year, we commissioned our seamless pipe plant. This backward integration strengthens our capabilities in high-spec applications, improves supply security, supports margins, and reduces lead times. As utilization ramps up, the plant should support further operating leverage and margin improvements. With the CapEx cycle now almost complete, or majorly it's complete, I would say, we expect better asset terms, stronger cash generation, and improved return ratios going forward. Further improving cash flows and operating performance are expected to support gradual reduction in debt levels going forward. Our order book stands at 1940 crores, giving us strong revenue visibility and a healthy project pipeline across key segments. Demand visibility across our core end markets, particularly power, oil and gas, and process industries in India and overseas, remain healthy, and a strong order pipeline gives us confidence in delivering profitable growth and long-term value for stakeholders. Now I invite our CFO, Mr. Brahm Prakash Yadav, to take us through the financial highlights for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2026. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone on this call. Rather, good evening to all. I will now take you through our financial performance for Q4 and FY26 for the whole year. During the quarter, we reported strong growth across most of our key performance parameters, with the full year metrics being the calendar reflection of underlying momentum. Before I get into the numbers, I would note that Q4 FY25 was an unusually high base as it absorbed revenue and profit spillover from Q3 FY25 last year. A calendar read of our performance is therefore the full year FY26 PAT up 76.9% year on year. Revenue from operation for Q4 was 361.6 crore, which up by 26.3% year on year. And for the full year FY26, it stood at 1142 crore, which again up by 38% year on year, driven by healthy execution momentum in the piping segment, supported by strong supply to the oil and gas and power sector. Operating EBITDA for Q4 was 65.9 crore for the full year. Reported the operating EBITDA was 189.3 crore, which up by 52.9% year on year, supported by higher execution level and operating leverage in the core business, alongside the tariff revision on the non-core side. EBITDA margin was 16.7% for FY26 versus 15.0% in FY25. In line with our guidance, profit after tax for Q4 FY26 stood at 27.7 crore, reflecting a stable performance on a high Q4 FY25 base. For FY26, PAT increased 76.9% year on year to 77.2 crore. This overall performance was primarily driven by higher execution momentum and improved capacity utilization across both facilities. Our 1940 crore order book provides strong multi-year revenue visibility, with execution weighted towards piping and fitting and heavy fabrication. Dear friends, we remain focused on disciplined project execution and growing our presence across relevant and markets. With this, I would like to open the question answer and look forward to receiving your question. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Shall we open
the
remarks? Okay. I think we can go for Q&A now.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. First question is from the line of Pranay Chatterjee from Berman Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Hi. My first question is with respect to the couple of HRAG orders that you have received, one very recently. So I was doing some research around that, and what I understand is globally, especially in US, driven by the data center infrastructure setup and hence the electricity demand load on the grid, there is a massive multi-year order backlog of gas turbines with GE, Siemens and Mitsubishi. And what I also understand is some of the HRAG systems that are used in these, you are basically going to be supplying the pipes for those, right? So my question is twofold. One is a yes or no, and the other part is a maths question. Yes, no question is this related? Are these orders related to this multi-year backlog, that is the Thailand order specifically recently? And secondly, I was doing some math with respect to the disclosure that you have given. 60% of Thailand capacity, which is around 14,500, is around 8,700 tons. The revenue is about 150 crores annually, which works out to 160 per kilo of realization. Is this right to think that this is X material, which is only the value-add portion per kg? And hence, revenue will be larger. Is that the case? And do you have sufficient capacity available to execute this? Or do you need to do capex?
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. You know, first of all, our answer is yes. Most of the orders are related to this from the for HRSG market only from the overseas. As far as your understanding is concerned, that's also partially correct. This is just the value of the job work portion or the value which we shall get from the free show material supplied by the customer. And in some of the cases, we shall be supplying the material also, which will add further value to this particular turnover from our unit D Thailand.
So in that case, if I were to think about it, 150 crores is the job work value, or if I were to like put it crudely, the gross profit. So the revenue number should be much higher, right? Is that the right way to think about it? For the one
No, sir. Thailand is primarily we are working on job work basis only in Thailand.
Wow.
So, you know, there will not be very high incremental increase. There may be some, but, you know, primarily that unit is functioning almost purely on job work basis.
Sir, in that case, is it right to say that the EBITDA margin on this revenue of 150 crores will be much higher than 20% because 20% is...
You are right.
And so the last part of the question, which is effectively any capex you need to do to execute this, or do you have capacity?
No. Nothing is required for this particular unit or for this particular order.
Yeah.
Except, you know, some normal machinery, this sometimes plus, sometimes minus. I mean, very, very nominal or I will say insignificant capex may be required to execute this particular job.
Got it. And the 60%, sir, of production capacity that is reserved, it is on the 14,500, right?
That's it.
Got it. Sir, if you allow me, I also had a question on domestic thermal. Should I go ahead?
After you.
Sir,
yeah,
I have you to come back for a follow-up question, please. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My first question is on the gross margin. So on a quarterly basis as well as on a full year basis, the gross margin has declined. So of this decline, how much is attributable to the commodity inflation and second to the product mix change? Also within this product mix, could you share A, alloy mix, and B, product versus job work contribution that has changed over FY 24 to 26?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that, you know, it's very difficult for us to show all those things on quarter-on-quarter basis because we are a project-based company. We are not a commodity-based company, you know, where everything will go in a straight line. So it's very difficult to explain why it happened and why it didn't happen. So my request is that please compare it on year-on-year basis if it is possible. But otherwise, you know, there can be n number of factors going in for on quarter-wise quarter dip or quarter-on-quarter, you know, abnormally high rise also. So that's my humble request to you. But I really will not be able to answer specifically that, you know, why this margin dip between this Q4. But one of the reason was that, you know, a small portion of, you know, trading activities happened, which we continue to do it the year actually, but in this particular year it happened maybe in quarter four also, you know, where the value of the material is just almost 100% or 90-95%. So that may be one of the reasons. Otherwise, there is no specific reason to that, sir.
Sure, sir. Sir, on this similar line, could you share the current alloy mix and the product supply versus job work mix within our outstanding order book?
Pankaj or Brahmji, can you share this thing? Because I am not 100% up to date on job work and with material values.
That is not available right now with us. But if required, we can do this exercise.
Yeah, we'll let you know later on.
Oh,
not handy,
sure.
As of now.
Sure. But broadly speaking, I will say that it may not be exact numbers, but job work values as of now will be less than 20%. Remaining are all with material orders. It will be around 30%. Job work orders will be around 30% even now also. But these are a very, very approximate numbers, sir. And alloy mix for all our HRSC jobs or all for our thermal jobs in India, they are all alloy jobs. So, you know, our mix in terms of, I will say, power and oil and gas is for this particular year will be 70% will be going towards power and 30% will be going towards oil and gas, which means almost 60% or maybe around 55-60% will be alloy steel and remaining will be carbon steel or the non-alloy steels.
Understood, sir. Second question is on the capacity utilization. So what is the current capacity utilization at the new Punjab plant and seamless pipe plant? And how do you see it ramping up in FY27? So basically, when could we expect the optimum utilization of these two facilities?
We are quite confident that in FY27, we should be at the optimal level as far as the fabrication facility at Anjar is concerned and also for the seamless plant. Seamless plant, we may be able to ramp up to maybe around 60-70%. But fabrication facility, we should be going up to almost, you know, to the expected level.
Right. This is Anjar facility, that newly inaugurated Anjar oil and gas facility, right? That will be fully ramped up. Okay.
Yeah, almost, I will say almost.
And lastly, sir, could you mention the EBITDA margins within the piping within the core business for piping segment and heavy fabrication business, And going forward, what would be the sustainable margin for this heavy fabrication business? And how do you see the margin expansion for piping business?
Sir, again, I will say that, you know, on a gross level, I can say with comfort and I can say with full confidence that we shall be above 19% on console level. But, you know, the breakup, again, it's very difficult, but you can very well consider that in heavy fabrication also, it will be almost to the same tune, because in the coming year, we shall be doing a lot of jobs with material, and hence our EBITDA margin may drop on the face of it in terms of percentage, but value-wise it will increase. So, but you kindly consider that our console level EBITDA will be above 19% in any case.
Thank you. Vaibhav, may I request to come back for a follow-up question? Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rikin from Capri Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Hello, sir.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on great execution. Sir,
thank you.
Understand in terms of order visibility and what kind of info do you expect next year? I think somewhere you have mentioned about 2000. Can you just clarify what kind of order inflow you expect in 2027 and which segments would be major contributors, if you could throw some light on that?
Pankaj, can you take up this?
Let me reply that. Sir, we are expecting more than 2000 crores orders in this financial year. Out of that, the major contributor will be the power sector only. We are expecting around 60% jobs from power and rest from oil and gas.
And will this be bulk of it? I mean, what would be the mix between domestic orders and outside orders?
You can say like 60 to 65% will be domestic. And around 35 to 40 will be the export orders in this financial year.
Sir, secondly, if you could help understand, has there been, of course, like we have seen a major order on the fertilizer side by the government company in India. Any development on that front that you have seen? Do you expect anything from that to also sort of flow through?
We are expecting one job, but I'm not pretty sure in this financial year whether it will be matured or not. But okay. Yes, Government of India is doing great in this fertilizer industry. The new plant is coming up in Namrup, so we are expecting some job from them, but not sure whether it will come in this financial year or not.
Pankaj, I will just add on to one more thing, that just for the information of all, that, you know, we are discussing on a very active mode for one of our export customers for the fertilizer unit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's on a, yeah.
So that is a part of...
So, you know, that's another field. I will say that's another field, you know, where a lot of traction we are looking at. And also can become quite a considerable part of our business. I mean, fertilizer section can also become a considerable part of our business in the coming future.
Interesting. That is very good to hear. And the last question that I have is with regards to working capital. There has been some improvement, of course, but how do you see working capital shaping up in 2027?
Brahmji, if you can take up, please.
Yeah, thank you. The working capital cycle, definitely we are on improving trend in case of inventory day, and will be are targeting in FY 2027 by this inventory days will get reduced further for 15 to 20 days. Rather, data days are almost fixed between 95 to 100 days. We will improve on payable days, which is as of now 42 days. which we are primarily paying in advance for the ordering of the some of the material. So we are negotiating with the supplier. So definitely we will have a better negotiation, and it will be above 70 to 75. So our total working capital cycle would be around 200 days in coming FY27.
So there will be.
Sir, just to make you more clearer that why inventory days will reduce. I will just again reiterate that, you know, since we are doing most of the jobs, almost 70% of the jobs towards power, and, you know, I have been telling it earlier also that our cash conversion cycle and our inventory holding time for power sectors is much lower than the oil and gas sector. So, you know, that will be the major factor which will be contributing towards reduction in the inventory days.
Thank you. Aurikan, I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. I request to all the participants, kindly limit yourself to two questions per participant and rejoin for a follow-up. Next question is from the line of Vineet from Toro Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and congratulations for the great results. I mean, the business momentum indeed looks very strong. Sir, I have two questions. First question is with respect to the HRSG order that we had received in the previous financial year from GE Vernova. I mean, I want to know what is the current status of execution for that, and since in the similar lines, since the US gas plant vendors are seeing increased order flows, are we also foreseeing any similar orders from GE again?
See, we have a good order book from GE, so we are not expecting much order book in this financial year because we shall be executing those orders. But for GT piping, definitely there is a surge of the orders from GE side. So I'm confident that the GT piping orders will come from them.
But again, I will say that, you know, apart from GE, you know, like Neuter Ericsson, they have fixed our capacities just for this HRSG piping also. We are discussing with other people also, like Siemens we are working. So, you know, we are quite confident, you know, that they will also enter into some sort of an agreement like what Neuter has done. Or, you know, we are expecting lot many orders from them also for this particular segment, HRSG section.
Got it, sir. Fair enough. And sir, my second question is with respect to the Middle Eastern disruptions that has happened during these uncertainties. I mean, a good amount of reconstruction and rebuilding work is going to happen next, right? So, are we seeing any inquiries coming from that region? If yes, if you can also mention about the nature of such inquiries and the size, that would probably help us get better insights.
Right now, sir, it's not there. Right now, it's not there because everybody is still assessing the loss, and, you know, still the situation is not normal. You know, till the situation becomes normal, nobody is going to do anything on an emergency basis. But, you know, as you have said, we do see it's a big opportunity which will come our way, and we may have to do something out of the way also to grab that opportunity. It may involve some sort of, you know, capex or something like that. But, you know, still it is very, very fluid. We just cannot comment on the same right now that, okay, this will be the opportunity. But definitely it's going to be a big opportunity.
Understood, sir. Those were the questions, sir, from my side. All the best, sir, for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, kindly limit yourself to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Dhanil Desai from Total Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. And congratulations for the very good execution. So my first question is that, we have given a roadmap till FY30. But if this year we see our order book has increased by 50% while we are projecting, you know, 20-25% kind of a growth. So how should we read into this? Is this because the delivery timelines will get extended? or are we kind of, you know, so how should we read into this number?
So my only question is that these are our very, very conservative estimates. We may have to do a little bit more work also. You know, as you are saying, and even we are also seeing a lot of traction, we may have to do little more work.
Our question is, with the overall capex and facility, we could be doing around 2,500 crores of revenue by around 29, I believe?
30. 30 is our target. 30 is our target, but you know, with the increased flow of orders, if it happens, it can happen earlier also.
I think, sir, if we have already got order for seamless pipe and we have already got.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. Your audio is not clear. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Sure, I'll do that. So, on the seamless pipe side, sir, if you can talk about how the margins, you know, we plan to utilize 50% of the capacity in-house and sell remaining 50% to...
Question is from the line of Pratik Srivastava from Nivesh Wisdom. Please, go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, my question is on this Malwa power impairment, sir. This is the second year now that we have got a qualified opinion. So what are we, sir, doing for this
Thank you so much. Thank you all for taking today. My sincere appreciation goes out to our team and our shareholders for your continued trust and support, which strengthens our resolve to execute our strategy with even greater conviction and confidence. For any further queries, please do reach out to our investor relations partners at Factors. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the Development Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.